May 6th, Thursday. How do you perceive the gospel? Does it concern health, wealth, and recognition from others? If you haven't met God, you'll never be content even with wealth or assets. Despite attaining power or receiving recognition from others, you won't be able to fill your emptiness. If you're distant from God, you may be physically sound, but it'll be impossible for your heart and soul to be healthy. Having a state of deep intimacy and connection with God is the greatest blessing of all blessings. The Priest's Blessings, Numbers 6, verses 24 through 26. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. A lack of oxygen to the brain will result in a rapid decline in health. Conversely, breathing deeply to provide maximum oxygen will provide vitality to the entire body and the strength to think deeply. At that time, you'll receive power from God and spiritual blessings to enjoy peace. What is that blessing? Number one, God-given blessings. If you look in the Bible, God gave blessings whenever the priest gave blessings. God has placed hidden answers inside the messages given through the Lord's servants during worship time. Despite what you may look like, God will give you grace and has promised to grant peace even in the midst of crises. The greatest blessing is to receive the grace of God. Number two, blessings to relay to the posterity. The Israelites relayed important truths to the posterity who had entered Canaan. They told the posterity the reasons why they'd gone through the wilderness for such a long time and taught them about God's power that divided the Red Sea and brought down the wall of Jericho. In the midst of your life that is like the wilderness, God's grace and peace are the most needed. By receiving grace, your eyes to see spiritual facts will open and experience God's works. In addition to surviving any situation, you can utilize your scars and circumstances as springboards to help others. Dear God, thank you for giving me grace and peace on this day that seems like the wilderness. Through your word in which you answer, may today be the day when I hold on to my God-given covenant of conquering Canaan. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.